Friend said to me once that they thought that Delve was the more broken mechanic than Storm. This isn't a position that I necessarily latched onto immediately, but after some thought, I think there's a strong design notion to take in there. I've been an advocate for the idea of modding or altering cards of other games as a way to get your mind into the place of designing your own games. So Magic the Gathering is a fantastic place to start, in no small part because it's such a well-structured game. Designing cards for Magic the Gathering is basically a kind of programming where the existing rules of the game serve as an operating system that you don't have to learn and you don't really have to understand to get started. Thanks to the plain English way of handling new rules additions, you can often write a very coherent sentence explaining what a thing is meant to do, and the rules will work themselves out later as you become more familiar with them. In the context of Magic the Gathering, Storm is a mechanic that says, when you play this spell, for each other spell played this turn, copy this spell and put the copy directly onto the stack. That's honestly got one of the dark words of Magic the Gathering right there, in that cards tend not to refer to the stack at all. The stack is an invisible element of the game's rules, something that most players go their entire time playing the game without ever really knowing what it meant. Delve, on the other hand, is a mechanic that says this spell can be played for one less for each card you exile as part of paying its cost from your graveyard. Delve and Storm are both strong mechanics that have been used in the most powerful and high-pressure environments of Magic the Gathering, particularly in the modern environment. What's remarkable about Storm is that twice Wizards of the Coast have tried to develop it, and both times have wound up creating decks that are at the very least threatening, and in Vintage, Storm had to be curtailed very hard multiple times. Sometimes you will see cards that are banned or restricted in Vintage and be left at complete odds as to why something like that would be ban-worthy until you find out about its interaction with Storm. Another example of odd interactions, though, are the Delve cards that have become modern or legacy or Vintage playable. When you design cards, you need to look at what's the least harmful or least damaging way you can implement this idea. It's very, very easy to make an overpowered card. It's very easy to make a broken idea. What's tricky is positioning your broken ideas in a way that makes sense, that fits the rules and doesn't disrupt things. This is the essence of development, and amateur development particularly. Anyone can make broken, cool-looking cards that make the environment super fast or non-interactive or drive a particular variety of deck that you personally like up into the top tiers of play, but that doesn't do anything to woo the interest of players who do not necessarily automatically agree with you about how the game should be played. The thing that will always stand out to me is that there are Storm cards that are not good. There are some Storm cards that are simply not interesting or not worth playing, even in archetypes that seem to have something to do with them. There are Storm cards with effects like target creature can't block this turn, and 4/7 mana, make a 4/4 beast. Remarkable amongst these is that there are Delve cards I thought of as only valuable in very limited environments, literally draft, that were being played in constructed environments because of the sheer scope of how Delve can work. Curiously, both Storm and Delve are mechanics that probably would be fine, if not for all the other mechanics we've been doing that play in the same space. Storm has to elbow alongside free spells, fast mana, spells that generate mana, spells that untap things, and Delve gets to interact with every single type of graveyard mechanic we've already played with, and we've played with graveyard mechanics a lot. I'm still not sure I think that Delve is stronger than Storm, but I can definitely see how it's much harder to design a non-breakable Delve card than a Storm card.